Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Thursday of the 37th week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we conclude our study of Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 101. Question 101. But may we swear reverently by the name of God? Yes, when the magistrate requires it, or when it may be needful otherwise to maintain and promote fidelity and truth to the glory of God and our neighbor's good. For such an oath is grounded in God's word, and therefore was rightly used by the saints in the Old and New Testaments. As we noted in our last meditation, the scriptures lay out the boundaries of lawful oaths and vows. But as we find in today's study, they also give us bountiful examples of the saints of God using oaths for his glory and for the good of their neighbors. Throughout the Bible, we find men and women of faith taking lawful oaths in the name of God, for the good of others, and for the glory of God. Boaz, in Ruth chapter 3, verse 13, he says, "If he is not willing to redeem you, then, as the Lord lives, I will redeem you," swearing to Ruth that he will marry her in the name of the Lord. Abraham spoke an oath to Abimelech in Genesis 21, verse 24. The priest Jehoiada in 2 Kings 11, verse 4. David, multiple times in his life, recorded in 1 Samuel, and in his worship, as recorded in the Psalms. Paul, who swore on behalf of the church at Thessalonica in 1 Thessalonians 5, 27, "I put you under oath before the Lord, to have this letter read to all the brothers." Again and again throughout the scriptures, we find the people of God using oaths in the name of God for a variety of reasons. But while many of them swore to do something or not to do something, one of the most common biblical uses of an oath or a vow is found in conjunction with the worship of God. Psalm 22, verse 25, "From you comes my praise in the great congregation. My vows I will perform before those who fear him." Psalm 50, verses 14 and 15, "Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving, and perform your vows to the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me." Psalm 116, verses 12 through 14, "What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people." Such vows of praise and worship are to be given to God and honored before God and men as we devote ourselves to the Lord and to his service, as we worship him as those redeemed by grace through faith. For part and parcel of the Christian life should be a pledge to serve God faithfully and to worship him rightly. We should commit ourselves to honoring him in our worship alongside one another. We are too, as Paul tells us in Romans 12, verse 1, "by the mercies of God, present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is our spiritual worship." These are things we can vow to the Lord, and vows we are to keep as we worship him rightly according to his word. Thus we find, from worship to marriage, from civil courts to neighborly relations, we as the people of God may indeed swear reverently by the name of God. But as we have noted, we must do so with great care, not rashly nor hastily. We must do so fully intending to keep whatever oath we make, for at the end of the day we are to honor the name of the Lord before all, rather than cause men to blaspheme our God because of our failure to keep legitimate oaths or in making oaths that will lead us into sin. And any promise we make must be grounded in the scriptures and used for the purpose of promoting fidelity and truth for the good of our neighbor, that in our yes and in our no, in our vows and in our oaths, God alone might receive all glory. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.